the background noise you can hear is the roar of the wind and the rumble of the road beneath the wheels of Bongo Mentally, the Mazda Bongo that is currently carrying me towards Wales. And I hope that my hands-free kit can in some way filter out the background noise so that you can hear my voice. Not that I've got anything massively relevant to say, just I wanted to mention how every day now, every day since I've got on to BT Care and to a certain extent used the public channels to complain about my home broadband, every day I've been getting a fantastic service call from, I don't know, I imagine some upper echelon of the, I don't know, customer services in some ivory tower somewhere that I imagine them have big plush desks and not your normal kind of call centery staff. Based in the UK, humorous, honest, funny human beings that probably have never seen a script in their life. Not once have I been asked, have you turned it on and off again? Or is it going directly into the main socket of the house? Or is the filter in place? Or anything like that. It's fantastic and enriching. And it's good to know that BT do still have these small places. And maybe, maybe, because so many people are still using BT, they have no choice but to farm you out in your initial phone call to some hut in the middle of Nowheresville where they have no idea of your problem. Albeit the fact they're probably sitting on 8 meg broadband. One time, a foreign call centre that I was talking with was on 8 meg symmetrical. I was like, what do you know of my woes? Anyway, so I got my call today was quite a good one. I've been kicking up such a stink that they seem to be trying to do as much as possible to help, which is kind of nice. And the guy said to me, look, every time you get a low speed test reading, just leave it at that. Don't test it again if it's fluctuating, because when you use the BT speed tester, it if it's low, below, say, for example, 1.6 meg, it will ping through and let us know. Leave it at that. So I did two around 1.6 meg readings over the last 2 days, and that's enough for it to go to the next level. For you to get through that level, it is like some crazy arcade game called Boost My Broadband. And I've got to the next level, meaning that that's pretty shoddy, because BT Vision requires at least 2 meg. If you're not getting 2 meg, they're not providing the service, so they're going to do what they can to sort it out. And I knew what the problem was the very first moment I saw what was happening at peak time. I knew there was a contention issue from the very beginning, but they were saying, oh, not possible, not possible, without necessarily looking at the hardware. So, at peak time, everything just drops out. Can't watch telly, can't use the internet very well, so on and so forth. So they get back to me today and they say, exactly as I had suggested, there are over 25 people on my pipe, all sitting on my pipe. Obviously, I'm sharing with them. And as a result, it's not very good, especially at peak times. Now, it's quite interesting because I live in an area where there's a lot of old people, and not wanting to stereotype, but how many meg are knitting patterns? No, I'm just joking. I guess a lot of people are using BT Vision nowadays, and if everybody is using the pipe, which says has a maximum of 7 meg, it's not going to be too good, is it? So he said, thanks to my complaints and pushing things forward, I am going to enhance the broadband for the entire little area that's fed by the same pipe as me. 25 people are now hopefully going to be sorted out, because 50% of those people are going to be put on new separate equipment. They're going to actually put some hardware, a new rack or whatever they do, inside the local exchange to ensure that not so many people are sitting on the pipe. And I think that's great. They've said, oh, it can't be done straight away. It's going to take a couple of weeks or so. But it will be done by this date guaranteed. And I thought, that's good as well. So I can tolerate it. If I know something's going to happen, I can tolerate a shoddy signal in the meantime. So that is great. I did say to him, any chance you could profile the people using the internet, get all the heavy users and put them on the other half, put me with the old people. took about a minute for him to stop laughing, going, "Oh, I don't know if we have the power, but I'll ask." I've never been asked that, he says. That's interesting. So all the low users, put them on my half, and all the heavy users, all the people into porn and downloading films and illegally and stuff, obviously legally as well, no doubt, it's heavy enough, can you put them on the other hardware? So he says he's going to look into that. I don't expect that to actually happen, but all good. I'm feeling positive, even though I'm out and about now with a blistering broadband from mobile phone sims. I don't normally have an issue when I'm mobile, so that's all good. Just about to pick up the M6 North. I'm going to Wales to see David Hearn. Google him. D-A-V-I-D. As you'd imagine, David is quite often spelt. H-U-R-N. Hearn. The guy is a photographic legend and someone I very much respect. If you haven't read his book and you are even a type... Well, one of his books. He's written, you know, quite a few books, but... there's a book, I think it's called On Photography. Fantastic. I think you can get it as a free PDF download. Check it out. This guy started taking photographs, I think, in 1955. The Hungarian Revolution, I think, got him his name. Seriously nice guy, seriously interesting bloke, and he's invited me over to stop the night after seeing me talk... at a Magnum get-together. He is a Magnum photographer, and I'm going to assist him with some one-to-one tuition. Get that! All these years of looking up to, respecting, and admiring some of the great photographers, and now I'm teaching them stuff, other skills. Obviously not photography, he knows more than I will ever. He's forgotten more than I will ever know, so... But it's interesting, his talk touched upon how much photographers have to change in today's day and age and how much they have to evolve if they want to make a job out of photography. I saw a tweet today, can't remember who tweeted it. It was a retweet of a retweet of a retweet. If you want to make a lot of money in photography, you know, quickly, sell all of your kit. And I think that's a pretty good tip. Right, onwards and upwards. Can you tell I'm a little bit caffeined up to the head, but I need to be to stay awake on this 3-hour drive. Laters.